America and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 11, Kemi Badenoch says any potential Labour leadership change won't make a difference, branding them all as bad as each other. It comes as candidates suggest they could challenge Sir Keir Starmer's premiership, including former Health Secretary Wes Streeting. While the Mayor for Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, has also hinted he may compete for the top job. But the Tory leader isn't concerned it'll make her opposition stronger.
They all have the same problem. They don't know why they're there. They've got no plan for the country. They think winning an election is the same as governing a country, and that is why I know that the next 3 years we will have a Labour government. They won't call an election because turkeys don't vote for Christmas, but they'll be making everything worse.
An Ebola outbreak in Africa has been described as a public health emergency of international concern. The World Health Organization says there's been at least 80 suspected deaths in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Police Scotland say being assaulted is not part of the job after officers were injured in disorder at the Scottish Premiership final. Crowds were dispersed in the Trongate area of Glasgow, where hundreds of Celtic fans gathered following their title win over Hearts. The government's looking into a potential bid for the north of England to host the Olympic and Paralympic Games in the 2040s. Ministers have commissioned UK Sport to assess the viability of a potential bid, which, if successful, would see the Olympics return to Britain for the first time since 2012. To sport, where Chelsea have appointed Xabi Alonso as the club's new manager. The former Real Madrid and Bayer Leverkusen boss has signed a four-year contract at Stamford Bridge. ESPN writer Mark Ogden tells Sky Sports News it feels like a step in the right direction.
It just feels like going back to the Abramovich era. They've got the best manager available, and that's what they always used to do.
Yeah.
And that will please the fans, because the fans want Chelsea to appoint the biggest name managers.
Alonso will start in the role on the 1st of July. And Bulgaria's entry for Eurovision says winning the song contest feels like a dream. The UK came last. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
Henley and Tame MP, Freddie Van Merlo, has called for a widespread vaccine rollout following the death of Lewis Waters, a student at Henley College who died from meningitis. Mr. Van Merlo said there was a cohort of young adults at colleges and universities who have never been vaccinated against meningitis and who, he said, needed to be protected. Aylesbury has a new mayor and deputy mayor. Councillor Cheryl Bateman, who was the town's deputy mayor, will succeed former mayor, Councillor Nidhi Mehta. Councillor Tuthail Hussain has been elected as the new deputy mayor. The formal mayor-making ceremony is scheduled for Friday the 29th of May.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
This afternoon will start out with light cloud, but it will be dry before rain heads in around tea time. Between the showers there will be some sunshine, but it won't be very warm with a high of just 14. Showers will persist on and off through the night, but there won't be a frost. I'm Catherine Jones, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
Classic hits.
It's Sunday brunch
with Juanita Hughes.
Red Kite Radio.
It's 3 minutes past 11 and I'm back with the second hour of Sunday brunch. It's time now to sit back, relax, because here is Maria McKee and it's Show Me Heaven.
I'm not denied.
7.2 FM.
Red Kite Radio.
Dude!
that was Leo Sayer and a track from 1977, How Much Love. This is 107.2 Red Kite Radio, and it's Juanita here with you on Sunday Brunch, and I have loads more great music coming up. But I've also got Speak Like a Scot, when I was going to teach you some slang Scottish phrases that my gran used to say. And I've also got some local lowdown, which will include an appeal from someone important. But now, here is Nick Kershaw and The Riddle from 1984, and that's going back to back with Bobby Gentry and I'll Never Fall in Love Again from 1969.
I've got two strong arms, blessing the Babylon time, to carry on and try for sins and
Radio, real local radio. Red Kite Radio's local lowdown.
It's 17 minutes past 11 here on Red Kite Radio. Now, you're invited to the Maiden Cheersley event on Sunday the 7th of June, which is being organised by Cheersley's Village History Society in cooperation with a number of homeowners in their community. They'll be celebrating many of the traditional countryside crafts carried out in the village, including farming, blacksmithing, lace making, wood and leatherworking, bakery, beer making and lots more. And the Heritage Trail will include visits to seven homes around the village, who'll be kindly putting on a display of the crafts and other activities which took place in years gone by. There will also be plenty to entertain youngsters, and they aim to have lots of fun for the whole family. Registrations will start from 1:30 at the Bell, and the day will conclude with a prize draw at 5 p.m, followed by a barbecue. Entry is £5 per person, which includes a village guide and free entry to a prize draw, so don't miss it. The ads are coming up next, followed by a current track by Paul McCartney and The Days We Left Behind.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
From 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311.
07961 052311.
Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
For Tame, Haddenham and Eithrop.
Red Kite Radio.
Like a Scot with Juanita Hughes.
Now, I may not sound it, but I'm actually Scottish. So for a bit of fun, I thought I would teach you some slang Scottish phrases that my gran used to say. And here is today's. Are you ready? Okay. Hod your huisht. And I'll say it again. Hod your huisht. Can you guess what it means? I'm actually not going to give it away now. You'll just have to wait till the next slot. Okay, so now it's around about 24 minutes past 11 on your Red Kite Radio. And here's a lovely one from 85. It's Princess with Say I'm Your Number One. And they're going to follow that by Paper Lace and Billy Don't Be a Hero. And that's from 1974.
his fiance got a letter that told how Billy died that day. The letter said that he was a hero, she should be proud he died that way. I heard she threw the letter away.
Now about 31 minutes past 11 on Red Kite Radio. Good morning. Now, did you guess? Hodjat huisht. Well, it actually means, can you just be quiet? Okay, right, it's time for Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark and Enola Gay from 1980, and that's going back to back with Take That and How Deep Is Your Love, and that's actually from 1996.
Radio. you're the door to my bare soul.
Lowdown.
Now, everyone is invited to Cafe in the Park in Stone, and this takes place every Tuesday from 11 till 1 at the Jubilee Pavilion in Stone Recreation Ground. So do come along and enjoy hot drinks, homemade cakes and other hot bites, including a homemade soup in a warm and friendly environment. There's no charge for refreshments, although donations are welcome, and this is run by volunteers for the local community and backed by St John the Baptist Stone. So after the ads, get ready for a great double dip back-to-back, starting with a 70s hit from Limmy and the Family Cookin' and You Can Do Magic. And that's followed by Anastasia and Sick and Tired. And this is your classic hits on Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429 123. That's 429 123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Get ready to turn back the clock every Tuesday night from 7pm with the 90s Rewind Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From Britpop to dance anthems, from R&B jams to alternative rock, I've got your favourite 90s anthems covered. Relive the magic of a decade that defined music, culture and style. Join us for the ultimate throwback every Tuesday at 7pm on Red Kite Radio 107.2. It's the ultimate blast from the past, don't miss it.
For Tame, Haddenham and Aston Sanford.
Red Kite Radio.
Right now, I'm with Greg Smith, our local councillor for Haddenham and Stone. Hello, Greg.
Juanita, hello, and thank you so much for inviting me onto your show. I really enjoyed last week's session, a little bit about Time to Sing in Loncrendon. I mean, isn't that just exactly what community is all about?
So first of all, Greg, can you tell me what you do?
Hello, yes. Well, I'm a long-term resident of Haddenham. I'm currently a county councillor for this area, for Haddenham and Stone Ward, for Bucks Council. I'm also a parish council involved in various other things. And crucially, for today, I'm involved with the Rose and Thistle project to save the Rose and Thistle, to set up a community benefit society, and I'm the chair of that community benefit society, which is kind of a bit like a limited company, but for community businesses.
Okay, so what you're saying is you've got the Rose and Thistle, which is currently has been up for sale, and there's a group of you going to try and take it over and run it as a community pub like they have done in Cuddington. Is that right?
Yeah, there are community pubs springing up all around the country. It's tragic, really, that pubs are closing at an alarming rate, and that the way to save them seems to be where the community comes together, they buy them and turn them into viable businesses. And what we've seen is that in areas where, commercially, it's a real struggle. Public houses, pubs, but also other businesses tend to thrive when they become community owned. And that's for the simple reason that if you own part of the business, you tend to use it. And that really regenerates the enthusiasm for the local business, gets people in, people meet their neighbours, make new friends, they find that they really like it, and they come back and the business starts to thrive. And what we noticed is that that tends to have a really positive effect on all businesses, because people change the way they think and they start focusing inwards on the community rather than thinking, if I'm going to go out for the evening, I have to go out somewhere, to somewhere else, some other community. People really start valuing what community is all about.
Yes, I must admit, though, the Rose and Thistle is a little bit tatty. It's never been a very pleasant pub to go to. So what is your vision for it?
Well, the Rose and Thistle, the building itself is actually fantastic. It's really, really very, very versatile. And our plans will be to make it very accessible, to open up the car park so there's a lot of parking spaces. But also people say that it needs a fair bit of work. And we've got an architect involved with the project, and local builder's been in to help us to have a look round, and have decided that actually the problems are fairly superficial. It does need a major refurb, and certainly the rendering on the outside needs to be redone, but the structure of the pub is sound, it's solid.
And do you think there'll be provision maybe with good play equipment as it was before for the children?
Well, the thing that most of us remember about the Rose and Thistle was the fantastic garden. A lot of the older residents will remember taking their kids to play on the boot in the back garden. And of course, that will always be a real key feature.
One thing I do know people talk about in Haddenham is it's almost impossible to go out to eat. Is there going to be a bit of an emphasis on some decent food?
Again, that's absolutely key for the modern pub, really, is you really have to be able to serve food. But key for a community pub is it's got to be affordable. Decent, good quality food where you don't need to take out a mortgage just to take the family out for a meal. And that's going to be a key factor for us. And to do that, it means that we have to change the pub around a little bit to increase the number of tables where people can sit. And we think there's ample space in there to have a very... a thriving business.
Do you think there's a viability for another pub serving food?
Certainly there is, yes. And we've got somebody who's on our committee is very involved with the pub trade. He runs like 50 pubs for one of the big pub firms. And so he's been able to put together a really comprehensive, solid business plan for us. And it's based on that business plan that we think give a return on investment, and we would expect after a few years to be providing a 5% return on investment. So it's a solid business. It's a solid business proposition. And just a final point, of course, is that most of us will know that Haddenham is growing at a tremendous rate. And I was looking at the population figures. 2011, it was 4,500 people lived here. That figure, with the current development, is going to over 7,000. And there'll be more to come after that. It's a community that really should and can support a range of different businesses. And if we change the way that people think, if we get people thinking much more community community focused, you tend to get, it's a good effect for all different businesses. And we've certainly seen that with Blooming Fruity. That, of course, is a community owned business. It's thriving and it changes the way that people think. They want to shop, they want to spend their money within their community because that money stays within the community. It's a good experience to shop in Blooming Fruity.
Yes, I totally agree with that, Greg. I will even go down just to get a broccoli because I love going down to Blooming Fruity and it has been a great success story. So I'm sure this project is going to have lots of good vibes about it. So I hope you get lots of support. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Juanita. I really must finish off by saying, really encouraging people to buy shares. We have a slightly different model for this pub than other communities, in that most other communities really rely on a few very high wealth individuals to get things rolling. We really are very keen to try and get as many people as possible, smaller investors involved, and that makes it much harder work to get to the target that we want to get to, but it does mean that you've got a wide range of people who will start to use the business, who will come to the pub, because if you own part of the business, you're going to use it. So that makes it a bit more of a struggle to get to the right figure, but it does include the whole community, and so we think it's really beneficial. And for that reason, we really encourage as many people as possible, as many of your listeners as possible, to buy shares.
Well, thank you so much, Greg, for taking the time to tell us all about this exciting project. And for full information about how to get involved, you go to theroseandthistle.uk. Thank you so much, Greg. So that was Greg Smith, our local councillor. Okay, now next up we've got Jason Donovan and Sealed with a Kiss. And this is on your Red Kite Radio.
Though we've gotta say goodbye for the summer, darling, I promise you this. I'll send you all my love every day.
Listening to Sunday Brunch with me, Juanita Hughes, here on 107.2 Red Kite Radio. Believe it or not, it is nearly 12 noon already and the end of the second hour of our show. But do stay with me though, because after the news I'm coming back with plenty more great music for this lovely Sunday morning. For now, let's have one for all the Swifties out there. It's Taylor Swift and Shake It Off, and I'll be right back after the news, so join me then.
I stay out too late. Got nothing. I go on too many dates.
the dirty, dirty cheats of the world. You could have been getting down to this sick beat.
My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, oh my god, but I'm just gonna shake into the fella over there with the hella good hair. Won't you come on over, baby? We can shake, shake, shake. Yeah.
On 107.2 FM, on your smart speaker, and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.